Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Waller's Coffee Shop here in Decatur. This live edition is brought to you by Mudcat's Triple X Hot Sauce, because hot is sexy. The Piedmont Report is based on music and agriculture. They sound like disparate subjects until we take a moment and consider their harmonious relationship. These pioneering musicians created for themselves, and ultimately, the world, a music that has permeated the entire globe. It was a music that brought these people together in their endless days of toil and hardship. It has brought us together here tonight at Waller's Coffee Shop. Yeah. Our first artist tonight will be the owner and proprietor, Mr. Jason Waller. And by the way, celebrating his 1-year anniversary, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Time I saw Tyler, she was taking a ride all the way down to Mexico. Don't know how you ended up 3 kids, Ontario. You said it twice, that'd be nice, we should go. I never trusted I wouldn't have let you go. Let's make this easy. Let's not find out if this is the one that kills me. 'Cause I've been running down, I'm better now than I was. It's been going round these questions about our love. Used to take us driving a little too far off the map. I never knew where we were, 'cause I never knew where we started at. Just another hike outside my mind. This happens to be the very last time. So let's make this easy. Let's not find out if this is the one that kills me. 'Cause I've been running down, I'm better now than I was. It's been going round these questions about our love. Adams died in 1989. They gave Tyler the keys to the city. They say it's all about what's inside, but I like my girls pretty, pretty funny, and pretty good at putting up with me. I know I'm trouble, I know I don't make it easy. Let's make this easy. Let's not find out if this is the one that kills me. 'Cause I've been running down, I'm better now than I was. It's been going round these questions about our love. Take it nice and easy, don't be too hard on yourself. I know it's hard to ask for help. I don't don't have the courage to speak up. There's a never-ending battle in my mind. But I'll try to be by your side. Look up at the night sky. Know that it's even more than it seems. Know it really matters, just give it a try. I know you got one more song to sing. I know you got one more song. Too long on my feet, too long watching my own steps, not the scenery. No one escapes this misery. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt that everyone's got skeletons buried underneath their house. Not that it's my business anyhow. Look up at the night sky. Know that it's even more than it seems. Know it really matters, just give it a try. I know you've got one more song to sing. I know you've got one more. Take it nice and easy. Don't be too hard on yourself. Know you can get help. So.
Thank you.
It's been a long season. We both knew it was what it was. You kept your mouth shut, I kept mine too. We'll walk away with a different point of view. It's been a long time coming, but let's just see how far this can go. Been doing the work, I've been waiting my turn. I walk away with nothing left to burn. I won't walk anymore. I'll stay in my crown, what you screaming for? Yeah, I was lost, now found. Yeah, I can't take one more day waiting on my life to change. It's been a long process. Bumps in the road seem so big to us. I've been taking my lumps, wasting time. I've been walking away all my life. I won't walk anymore. Stay in my crown, what you screaming for? Can't take one more day waiting on my life to change. It's been a long Monday. Where do I end and you begin? I've been sick, dropping my pick. I walk around like I need to be fit. walk anymore. Stand my ground, what you screaming for? It's lost now, found. Yeah, I can't take one more day waiting on my life to change. I can't take one more day waiting on life to change. Appreciate y'all being here. Saturday morning, get your coffee and your cartoons. Too cold to sit on the porch and no paper to read through. I've been crossing my I's and dotting my T's all damn week. Use some quiet peace of mind, or maybe just sleep. It comes in waves, days on days. Every melody has its place. Sun cracks a smile and the earth lightens up in return. Exact moment you open your mouth and ruin it with words. I've been letting my life roll by like some runaway train. Never more still when I sit down, put words to page. Comes in waves, days on days. Every melody has its place. Met some dude who said we are all made of outer space. Some of the hippie shit like I see me in your face. That's true, then maybe I should start treating you bad. I don't think I like myself enough to call you back. Comes in waves, days on days. Every melody has its place. Hope you find yours.
Yeah. Speak the truth, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, let's continue our live Piedmont report this evening with Miss Veronica Jackson, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands
together. It's so nice to be here.
Freight train coming back again.
mountain climb as I ride, oh number nine. Freight train going so fast. Freight train going so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on. They won't know what route I've gone. When I die, y'all bury me deep at the end of Chestnut Street, so I can hear old number nine as she comes rolling by. Freight train going so fast. Freight train going so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on. They won't know what route I've gone. They won't know what route I've gone.
Yeah. Let's give a little homage to Elizabeth Cotton, huh? Yeah. I love folk music. I love areas that have acoustic music. I come from the folk arena. My name's Veronica Jackson, and I'm originally from Florida, but I live up in here in Atlanta now. Clouds are passing over. The sun is shining over my head. I've been through some hard times, yeah, some tough times. I made it through. Now there were days didn't have food to eat. There were times thrown out on the street, but somehow I made it and landed on my feet. Yeah, the clouds are passing over. The sun is shining over my head. I've been through some hard times, yeah, some tough times. I made it through. Now mama told me, she said many years ago, she said these days you may surely know you'll have someone to share it with, and sometimes you won't. Yeah, the clouds are passing over. The sun is shining over my head. I've been through some hard times, yeah, some tough times. I made it through. You know the heart is a delicate thing. Blood flows through each and every vein, but when it hurts, Lord knows it's a painful thing. Yeah, the clouds are passing over. The sun is shining over my head. I've been through some hard times, yeah, some tough times. I made it through. I made it through.
All right. That's a little storytelling there, Jason. You make it through.
This is a nice space. I'm going to sing this next song. That was an original song, Clouds Are Passing. That's on my CD. Y'all can go to my website and purchase it, or you can go to CD Baby. But you know, always support your...
Yeah.
I'm a good-hearted woman. I got a man that treats me right. Yes, I do. I'm a good-hearted woman. I've got a man that treats me right. Yeah, I do everything a good woman can do. And you know what? He comes home every night. That's you, huh? Well, he sure knows how to love me. My baby knows how to treat me right. Yes, he do. Yeah, he sure knows how to love me. My baby knows how to treat me right. Yeah, he gives me all his loving. I ain't ashamed to say I give it back. Yeah, I'm a good-hearted woman. I got a man that treats me right. Yes, I do. I'm a good-hearted woman. I've got a man that treats me right. Yeah, I do everything a good woman can do. And you know what? He comes home every night. When we walk out on the street, my baby and I, we walk hand in hand. Yes, we do. When we walk out on the street, my baby and I, we walk hand in hand. Yeah, he kissed me every now and then. He say, baby, I'm your loving man. Yeah, I'm a good-hearted woman. I got a man that treats me right. Yes, I do. A good-hearted woman. I got a man that treats me right. Yeah, I do everything a good woman can do. And you know what? He comes home every night. Well, I don't have to worry what I eat or where I sleep at night. Y'all treating your women right? No, I don't. Yeah, I don't have to worry what I eat or where I sleep at night. Yeah, my man takes care of all my needs. And you know what? We seldom fuss or fight. When I wake up in the morning, I feel so satisfied. Yes, I do. When I wake up in the morning, I feel so satisfied. Yeah, my man, he done love me. And you know what? He's right by my side. Yeah, I'm a good-hearted woman. I got a man that treats me right. Yes, I do. I'm a good-hearted woman. I've got a man that treats me right. Yeah, I do everything a good woman can do. And you know what? He comes home every night. Yeah, I got me a good man. Yeah, he treats me right. Yeah, I got me a good man.
Time for one more. Let's see. I'm gonna do an old folk song, y'all. This is how I started out in St. Petersburg, Florida, learning this very song that I enjoy singing.
It ain't no use in sitting wondering why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. It ain't no use in sitting wondering why, babe. If you don't know by now, when that rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. For you, the reason I am traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right. Well, it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. That light I've never known. It ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm at the dark side of the road. Still, I wish there was something that you could do or say, to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's alright. Well, I'm walking down that long, lonesome road, babe. Now where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye's too good a word, babe. So I'll just say fare well. Well, I'm not saying that you treated me unkind. You could have done better, I don't mind. You only wasted my precious time. Twice is all right. Well, I'm not saying that you treated me unkind. You could have done better, I don't mind. You only wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right. Well, it ain't calling out my name, boy, like I've never heard before. It ain't no use in calling out my name, no, 'cause I can't hear you anymore. Well, I was just sitting wondering, way down the road, I once loved a man, a child I'm told. Gave him my heart, but now he wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's alright. Don't think twice, it's alright.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Veronica Jackson here. The live Piedmont Report here at Waller's Coffee Shop. Ladies and gentlemen, as part of the Piedmont Report, we'd like to present to you the farm report this evening by a wildlife biologist at the Chattahoochee Nature Center, Miss Catherine Dudek.
Little did I know that our love of music and nature would combine to become Hoopoe Acres, which is a small permaculture homestead that Danny and I have a couple miles down the road in our backyard. And we've been farming it for about a little over 20 years now. And if you had the collard greens out with supper tonight, Danny harvested those from our garden this morning and cooked them down all day to bring out tonight. So I will be the first to say that I don't actually do the work in the garden, because even though I'm a wildlife biologist, there are two animals that scare the bejesus out of me. I am terrified of earthworms and slugs. I admit it. I absolutely admit it. I much prefer to work with the critters that eat the earthworms and the slugs. So I don't spend much time out there. I do the canning and the cooking and the preserves and the pickling and all of that. But Danny will call me if he finds scat that he needs identified, or there's a snake in the middle of the greenhouse that needs to be moved. That's when I'm in the garden. But one of the biggest challenges with gardening, especially in an urban area, are the pests that also like to spend time in the garden and also like to partake of your crops. And if you do any gardening, you're probably already familiar with companion planting. Aphids love tomato plants. Marigolds repel aphids. So one of the easiest things to do is you put your marigolds around the outside of your tomato plant bed. Aphid problem done. So what I'm going to focus on tonight, and I could honestly talk on this for like 4 hours, so I'm definitely limiting myself to the biggest challenges that we deal with. The furry critters that like to partake of your garden crops and produce. The biggest one, well, not size-wise, but one of the most frequent ones in the garden that we come across are rabbits. Cute little eastern cottontails. We love them so much until we start to see some of our crops getting nibbled off here and there. And the big thing to figure out is what animal is doing the damage, so you know how best to counteract that by knowing the natural histories of the animals. So, for instance, scientists love to come up with big fancy terms to make themselves sound important. Most people think of rabbits as rodents. They're not. They're lagomorphs. If you ever have that on Trivial Pursuit, rabbits are lagomorphs.
Of course they are.
But because they are lagomorphs and not rodents, every time a rabbit bites a stem off that beautiful pea plant that you have growing, it will always, always, always be at a 45-degree angle. Rodents go straight across. Lagomorphs are going to be at a 45-degree angle. So rabbits have really, really sensitive feet. It doesn't help that they're on keychains all over the world, but they do have really, really sensitive feet. So if you don't want to sit there and try and fence in every single one of your beds, and you have to make sure that your fencing is at least 3 feet high so the rabbits don't go over it, it's got to be at least 1 by 2 inch opening so the baby rabbits don't go in and out of it. One of the easiest things to do is every farmer has that pile of just beat up chicken wire that is never going to be able to be used as a barrier again. And this is what you use it for. Those sensitive feet, those rabbits don't want to step on that beat up chicken wire. So all you need to do is smooth it along the ground on the outside of your garden bed. You can pin it down with some bricks, some garden stakes. Usually about 2 feet of it works great because the rabbits start hopping towards the bounty that you have just provided for them. And the minute they put their feet on that, they're like, oh my God, what is this? I don't want to be anywhere near this. And it's a quick, easy way to keep the rabbits out of the garden. I know a lot of people like to shoot them. That's great. I can give you recipes on how to cook them, because if you're going to shoot an animal, you damn well better eat that animal. I'm saying it right now. So, and it's not because I'm a 30-year vegetarian at this point. I did grow up hunting and fishing, and I can field dress a deer with the best of them to this day. Speaking of, deer, they can literally jump an 8-foot fence. So people are like, I've got a 6-foot privacy fence. I'm like, and they don't care, because they will be right over that. So there are a couple things you can do. If you don't have a lot of deer, so if you have an urban garden like we do, you can do that one string of electric fence over it. But my luck, the Rottweiler that we have that chases the chickens around and herds them in the garden would chase a chicken straight into the electric fence, and then I've got to cook one of our layers for supper, and that's just not going to happen. That whole know the natural history of the animals that you're dealing with, deer have some of the worst depth perception on the face of the earth. It's true. I'm sorry. Bambi just can't see. Take a regular 6-foot fence and angle it at 45 degrees out from your garden bed. They will walk up to it and then go, wait a minute, I can't go any further. They don't have a long distance jump, so they don't want to go over that either. That works really, really well. As does, if you don't happen to have extra 6-foot fencing laying around, take your 4-foot fencing. Put your 4-foot fencing around your garden bed, and about 2 feet farther out, put another 4-foot fence up. They see it as one massive thing that they cannot get over, and they're just going to look at it and be like, wow, I'm going to go down the street to the other neighbors who did not put their tomatoes in a cage, keeping the squirrels out of them, and I'm going to munch on those. At the Nature Center, at Chattahoochee Nature Center, we've got numerous phone calls of 6-foot decorative wrought iron fences that people have put around their garden bed because, oh, it looks so nice and pretty. But it is not the least bit functional unless you want to capture deer by having them impale themselves over them. I cannot tell you the number of deer we've gotten brought to us deceased that literally impaled themselves on a 6-foot wrought iron fence. So don't go with decorative, go with functional at this point. Opossums. Another one of the big garden challenges. Yes, technically, they're opossums, not possums. I slip back and forth in it. So to give you an idea what the Georgia Department of Natural Resources thinks about opossums, on their website about the natural history, how they live, what they do, what they eat, it honest to goodness still has a recipe for opossum on it. It does. I'm not making this up. And the original Brunswick stew that we all know and love is pretty much everything you, all the meat you have left. Lots of pork, lots of chicken. The original Brunswick stew from Brunswick, Georgia. Yeah, rumor has it, opossum. So, because they're awfully prevalent. They're nothing but dark meat. And they actually carry more parasites than any other mammal in North America. So, I know, woo-woo! But the incredible thing with opossums is, yes, they can definitely do damage in your garden. In fact, our corn beds, every year we'll go out there and it's like, oh, yep, can smell the opossums been out here because the male opossums have a delightful scent gland right here. And unfortunately, they're not real choosy. They don't just find one ear and go, oh, this is the most delicious corn I've ever had. I'm taking this ear with me. Instead, they're like, I must sample this ear, and this one over here, and this one here. But you know what? We don't care. We break off that part. We still eat it. We grew popcorn this year. First time ever. Really cool thing to do. We did sweet corn and popcorn. Possums liked both of them equally. We were okay with that because the opossums were also in there eating the hispid cotton rats and the roof rats from the vacant houses behind us and all of that. If you spend a lot of time out in the out-of-doors, you are probably going to come across ticks and things like that. And as you're probably aware, thanks to some positive opossum press recently, they are almost single-handedly controlling Lyme disease in this area because one opossum will eat up to 10,000 ticks a year. Wow. So go opossums! Yeah. Team Oppo! So... and they have a live fast, die young mentality. They only live 2 years. Two. That's it. They have 12 babies once. Then they have 12 babies again. Nothing wants to eat them because, as I said, they're all dark meat unless you're in Brunswick and you really need to have some Brunswick stew at that point. But they also love to eat venomous snakes. So we do have copperheads around here. It's the only venomous snake we have around here. We do not have water moccasins, no matter what anybody on your Nextdoor or Facebook page will say. We do not have them here. But they will not only control some of the rodent pests, but they will also control the venomous snakes. But for things like opossums and raccoons that can climb, and you're like, oh, I've got a raised bed garden. It'll keep the squirrels and the chipmunks out and things like that. Here's the, like, 99-cent trick. And I'm going to tell you, nothing is going to be 100%. We know that. For years, they said, keep deer out of your garden by hanging Irish Spring soap from the trees. I'm like, really? Why would Irish Spring in particular do anything for the deer? But all of those mammals have a much better sense of smell than we do as humans. Incredibly better. Anywhere from 25 to 55 times better than ours. So go to the dollar store, grab that jug of just cheap household ammonia. Then go into your laundry room or your mudroom and that entire pile of socks you've got that you lost the mate for ages ago, but you just can't bring yourself to get rid of them yet, this is when you take them. Dip those socks in regular old household ammonia. Tie them to the stakes on the corners of your garden. We can smell it. It burns their sinuses. That isn't going to hurt them, but it will burn their sinuses, and they don't want to be anywhere near it. So that is your cheap and easy way to keep any of the mammals out of your garden. So, happy gardening, y'all!
It's a beautiful thing, ladies and gentlemen. It gives us peace and serenity, and we know where our food is coming from. Even if we grow a tomato plant in our high-rise apartment, it gives us great satisfaction to do that. Studies prove that spending time in a garden reduces cortisol levels, which means that it reduces stress in your body, it reduces stress in your thinking, and it brings you a peace in your life. And it's meditation. It brings you away from the world for a few moments and allows you to enjoy the nature that we are actually part of. Don't forget that we're actually, sometimes we lose perception with our cell phones and our iPhones and our iPads and the blackberries and blueberries and raspberries. But we are an intrinsic part of nature. It's a wonderful thing to take time and go to enjoy that thing that we are absolutely part of. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Mr. Ross Peed. Bring his musical gift to you. And who knows? In a few moments, he might even ask me to go up and join him.
Good evening, everybody. Native of Waycross, Georgia. Came up here, found all kinds of great friends in the world. A quote from Furry Lewis is that you can have $100,000, you can have $1,000,000, but they don't nothing beat a friend. And we got a lot of friends here. I'm happy that Waller's Coffee Shop is doing so well. We knew it from the beginning. Didn't we know that? Didn't we know this place was going to be on the map? I bet I'll hear some harmony singing coming from back behind me in a minute here. This is a song from Furry Lewis that I do pretty often, and it's in the vernacular of Blind Willie McTell, our patron saint of the blues here in Atlanta and in Georgia. So, we midnight hours. It was a new wee midnight hour, along about the break of day, a day, a day. Was a new wee midnight hour, long about the break of day, a day, a day. When the blues come down on you, stole your mind away, away, away. Has your mind been rambling along them days of long ago, ago, ago? Has your mind been rambling back to them days of long ago, ago, ago? Back to the one you love, but he don't live here anymore, no more, no more. Why you worry? Why you stay with me so long, so long? Oh, blues, why you worry? Why you stay with me so long, so long? You come to me yesterday, stay with me all night long, so long, so long. Oh, woodley, woe, woe, dee, woe. Woodley, 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 woe. Woodley, woodley, woe. Woodley, woe, dee, woe. Woodley, 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 woe. Woodley, woodley, woe. Dee, woe. Woodley, woe, dee, woe. Dee, woe, dee, woe. I went down to the graveyard and I fell down on my knees, my bended knees. I went down to the graveyard, fell down on my knees, my knees. My said, Lord up above, send me back my rider if you please. Lord have mercy on me. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, and by the way, all the artists that have played so far, Jason and Victoria, just wonderful. It's just wonderful. I'm very, feel very proud and humbled to be in your company. So Victoria does folk music, and I heard a lot of the blues in that. Here's a folk song for you. When I do this song, of all the people I think of shucks, can't make myself say it. Anyhow, here's a song from West Virginia. When I was a curly-headed baby, my daddy took me down on his knee. He said, go to school, son, learn your letter. Don't be a dirty miner like me. I was born and raised in the mouth of a hazard holler. Coal cars are rumbling past my door. Now to stand in a rusty row all empty and yelling in. That's a train. Don't stop hearing it, Mom. Well, I used to think my daddy was a black man, scrip enough to buy the company store. Now he goes downtown with empty pockets and a face so white as February snow. I was born and raised in the mouth of a hazard holler. Coal cars are rumbling past my door. Now to stand in a rusty row all empty and yelling in. Don't stop here anymore. Don't stop. Thank you. Last night I dreamed I went down to the coal yard. Draw my pay as I had done before. Them old kudzu vines are crawling through the window, just like Georgia. Leaves and grass were rolling across the floor. I was born and raised in the mouth of a hazard holler. Coal cars are rumbling past my door. Now to stand in a rusty row all empty and yelling in. Don't stop here anymore. I like to play that song because all my friends that play folk music can think that I do nothing but the blues. I want you to know, you know, I know that the world is wider than that. We all know that.
You're quite a diverse character, Mr. Peed.
I enjoy a fiddle or a mandolin. Did I say mandolin?
Coincidentally.
Can I use profanity on the air? We are on the air. I'm going to dedicate this song to Bill Sheffield because there used to be a club in Marietta called the Blue Raccoon. And Bill played there all the time. He was the house musician at the Blue Raccoon. And the logo for the Blue Raccoon was a raccoon. So I'm listening to all this old archives of music of all descriptions, and I've got hooked on old-time music. And I stumbled on this song called Tomcat Blues. And it's about a ring-tailed cat, which is what Bill called his band when he would play there. It was Bill Sheffield and the Ringtail Cats, mm-hmm. Like a raccoon, right? And I go to Bill, I said, man, you need to learn this song because it's about a cat with rings on his tail, you know. Bill had never picked up on it, so I'm going to do the song anyway. I used to play it on the slide, and it seems to work this way, so. I got an old tomcat. When he steps out, all the pussycats in the neighborhood, they begin to shout. You better watch your ringtail Tom, he steps around the town. When you got your heat turned on, better turn your damper down. Yo, le, 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 he. Ringtail Tom on the fence, little pussycat on the ground. Ringtail Tom come off of that fence and they went around and around. Oh Lord, he's quick on the trigger, he's a natural born crack shot. Finds a new target every night and he sure does practice a lot. That's supposed to sound like a cat. Ringtail Tom is a stud, he slips around the town. Won't have pussycat, just tomcatting around. Makes them roust about, he makes them roll their eyes. Just can't resist old Ringtail Tom, no matter how hard they try. Thank you, thank you. Wasn't that a great song? And it describes Bill perfectly. And then I started researching it and find out that this song is from well before anybody. I don't know who. I found it by the Carter family, and so mine's all bastardized up, you know. So mother's children seen some hard time when the mother was dead. Mother was dead long. Mother's children seen some hard time when the mother's dead. They ain't got nowhere to go. They wandering around from door to door. Nobody treat you like your mother will when your mother is dead. When your mother is dead long. People say your sister will do when your mother is dead. When your mother is dead, Lord. Some people say your sister will do when your mother is dead. Well, some people think that your sister will do, but soon as she married, they turn her back on you. Nobody treat you like your mother did when your mother is dead. Mother was dead long. Father will do the best he can when your mother is dead. When your mother is dead long. Your father will do well the best he can when the mother is dead. Well, your father will do, Lord, the best he can. But there's so many things your daddy don't understand. I said, mother will treat you like your mother will when your mother is dead. You're just a wandering around from door to door. Nobody treats you like your mother will when your mother was dead. When mother was dead. Well, I'm down now, babe, but I'll be up someday. I'm gonna come back to reach you like you treated me, oh, baby. Want you home in your arms. I said, ooh, honey child, I said, please throw your poor dog bone. I said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come see your daddy just soon as you can. Crying, ooh, baby, want you home in your arms. Well, who, honey child, I said, please throw your poor dog bone. Dog bone. Tried everything just to get along with you. Going back home, send you back to your mama too. I knew it, baby. Want you home in your arms. Where'd that note come from? I said, ooh, honey child, I said, please throw your poor dog bone. I said, ooh, baby, please throw your poor dog bone. Thank you. ooh-wee, baby, please throw your poor dog bones. I said, ooh, honey child, I said, please hold me in your arms. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are the live Piedmont Report here at Lawler's.
That's right.
We're going to take a short break, just a little bit of a pause. Your sponsor this evening, Mudcat's Hot Sauce, because who needs taste buds? We'll be right back.
And y'all check out Little Joey's Jumpin' Jive the first chance you get. Right on for live music.
Right on for live music.